Thank you so much. But you don't have to censor yourself. You can say fuck, you can say shit, and you can also say the naughty bits.
That's good, but I forgot to ask permission, and Snail House has always been a good boys band.
I see. Okay, be naughty, no problem at all.
Good. Okay, shit.
Okay, fuck, okay. Okay, you're quite lucky to come in this show by the end of the year, because we usually amber us, our guests and the band we play here, because we have a terrible question to ask them.
I don't think
them.
You can embarrass me any more than I embarrass myself.
Oh, really? Okay, but don't worry, because we have the good question. The bad question was the very famous five records of the Desert Island, if you'd had to leave, blah, 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 you know? But as we are at the end of the year, we actually are very curious about what are the favorite 2008 records of the bands and artists we actually have here. So, what are yours? Ovviamente, non gli ho fatto la domanda ai dischi di Isola Deserta, ma gli ho chiesto quali sono i suoi dischi del 2008.
It's really hard without being prepared in advance. I can't.
Yeah, I know.
Can't remember.
I mean, there is a little bit of embarrassing mode on anyway, so
yeah.
You know. Yeah. So you can also say my record. There's no problem at all.
My record.
Okay.
Shit.
Okay.
And then what else? There's something called School of Language.
Oh yeah.
I really enjoy that record, and I was a big fan of Field Music, but I don't think they put anything out this year. And what else happened this year?
Well, you can have some suggestion for your mates.
What do I like? What do you like?
Oh.
From 2008.
I like the MGMT record.
Ah, yeah, that's fun. That's okay. A lot of fun, yeah.
Justice. Queenie. That's great.
And we don't have to say Paper Tiger, because we know they're going to say that.
Yeah.
Ok, allora, era un po' in difficoltà il nostro Mike rispetto alla domanda che gli abbiamo fatto dischi dell'anno, allora gli ho suggerito di dire il suo, quindi ha detto ovviamente il suo, e dopodiché ha parlato di School of Language, un disco che abbiamo avuto anche qui come disco della settimana, e poi anche il disco dei Management MGMT, che gli è piaciuto molto. E volevo anche chiederti com'è stato lavorare a quest'ultimo disco con Jeremy Gara. How was working with Jeremy on this last record?
It was great.
Mm?
Yeah.
Great. It was quite...
It's fucking great.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you want me to tone it down now?
Yeah, yeah. No, don't worry. You can go on anyway.
No, he's... he's an old friend, and we've worked together for I guess over 8 years now. We've been involved musically with one another. We used to be roommates, so it was pretty natural to work with Jeremy, but he brought a lot to this record. He recorded it and mixed it. He played half the instruments, and he was very generous with his musical ideas and his time. And I love the guy.
Great.
What more do you need to know?
Allora, questo disco Mike ha lavorato con Jeremy Gara degli Arcade Fire. Allora gli ho chiesto com'è stato lavorare con lui. Dice che si è trovato molto molto bene, si conoscono da molto tempo, lavorano da 8 anni, sono stati compagni di stanza addirittura, e sono anche molto affini musicalmente. Lui ha suonato molti strumenti, è stato generoso con il suo tempo, è stato veramente una collaborazione fantastica, insomma...
He's always welcome in the band. He's got a permanent place in the band, no matter what. If he wants to play, he's in.
Ok. Allora, e aggiunge anche il fatto che è sempre benvenuto nella band, non c'è alcun problema, se lui vuole suonare, lui può suonare. Just the last two questions, Mike. Mm-hmm. I'm very curious about two things. The title of the last record, Lies on the Prize, and the name you chose for your solo project. Mm-hmm. As this Snail House actually reminds me of some coziness that actually you were mentioning, not in a direct way, before, as your own project, your own songs, your own house or something like that.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, I mean it's pretty I don't like, I think I like images and I like words, turns of phrase that are really open-ended and leave a lot of room for interpretation. So you're right, but you couldn't be wrong. But Snail House, I mean it has an image of like a snail's shell, you know, which is this like home that snails bring with them everywhere, a portable home, which is a nice idea, but There's nothing more beyond that. It actually began as a joke. You know, when I was making music, I didn't ever expect anybody else to hear. And I just write that on the tapes, and then it just kind of stuck. You know, when I finally had an opportunity to make a record, I just called it the same thing.
Okay. Allora, gli ho chiesto intanto del nome Snail House, che è il nome appunto del progetto. Gli ho chiesto se Snail House sarebbe il guscio praticamente della chiocciola, e quindi gli ho chiesto se questa cosa richiamasse in qualche modo tutti i discorsi che faceva prima del fatto che il suo progetto, le sue canzoni eccetera. Lui ha detto: ma guarda, in realtà mi piacciono le interpretazioni libere, mi piacciono i giochi di parole, la possibilità che uno, oltre a quello che c'è scritto, legge, possa andare con la sua fantasia. Quindi non potevi, c'è l'interpretazione che dai tu è giusta, ma non poteva essere sbagliata. Il tutto è nato quasi per scherzo, nel senso che lui ha quando ha iniziato a registrare la musica da solo, non pensava che l'avrebbe mai ascoltata nessuno, e semplicemente metteva questo nome sui nastri che registrava. Dopodiché alla fine c'è stata la possibilità di pubblicare il primo disco, e semplicemente è rimasto lo stesso nome sui nastri. Ok, Mike, if you're ready for your second and last song over this set, what are you gonna play now?
This is a song called Who We Are.
Is that from the last record?
Yep.
Okay, awesome. You have to tell me about the name actually of the
last. Okay. Should I do that before I play or after?
You can do what the fuck you want. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
you play? No, okay, you give me the answer.
Yeah,
before.
I'll give you the answer first, okay. And then we'll play, and then we'll be done here. So, shit. It's just so enticing to just swear all the time. I don't want to have any actual content in my language. I just want to fill it with filler. Lies on the Prize is, again, it's just a sort of an open-ended kind of poetic image. It has a lot of double meaning. And I think it brings out a couple of themes that run through the record, themes of honesty and ambition and the sort of being truthful and balancing that against what your ambitions are in life. And the name, you know, the name can be read in a lot of different ways, and every one of those ways still corresponds to those themes and the relationship between those two ideas. So that's why I like it, and that's why I used it. Yeah.
Okay. Allora, Lies on the Prize ha anche di nuovo qui un significato aperto, nel senso che si parla da un lato dell'onestà intellettuale, onestà artistica, e dall'altro delle ambizioni. Trovare un giusto equilibrio tra entrambe le cose, perseguire le proprie ambizioni con onestà e essere onesto nel perseguire le proprie ambizioni. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having us on.
Snail House Live.
I'm sorry that the ever so witty... Bill and Peter backing band didn't get to contribute to the
okay.
wit, but
another time perhaps.
Another time perhaps.
Okay.
Good morning.
Okay. Thank you.
This is called Who We Are. It features the San Francisco Gay Men's Choir also. Hey.